flesh and brings my blood remains in me, and I in him, says the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. Just as the living Father has sent me, and I have life because of the Father, and also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, unlike your ancestors who ate and still died. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord. The sacraments of holy orders and the sacraments of the Holy Eucharist comes together. With the priesthood, there will be no blessed sacrament. So we really, whenever we priests ordained, when we share the great mystery of God, we thank the Lord that we are chosen. And I wish some of the young people through this call to the table of the Lord. It's a gift. It's a mystery. It's nothing human on our part. Last week I celebrate the 40th anniversary. I invited one of the priests who ordained together with me on the same day 40 years ago. We were together. As a matter of fact, on that day, we got 3,000 priests and 1 Salesian priest. And today, left only myself and that Salesian priest. There are 2 diocesan priests left the priesthood for one way or another. I invited him to come for another purpose. The week is something very important. This priest, Father he is a Salesian, of course. He studied liturgy in Italy, very handsome man. He was sent to work in Taiwan. But unfortunately, 20 years ago, during one of the counseling sessions, just by accident or by what purpose, he was burned, nearly half body burned, disfigured. I bet some of the sisters have seen him last week. He came to Hong Kong on the 16th of August, is the birthday of Don Bosco. So they're celebrating the feast for themselves. So he came for the occasion and then he joined us. He came to our parish. For 20 years, he was disfigured and very hard to work in a normal way in the ministry. But this priesthood, which offered your life for people to be bread of life, that means to be eaten. That means to lose yourself. We are all, in a certain sense, bread of life because we share the bread of God, the bread of Jesus. We share the body of Jesus. We share his flesh, his blood. We become him. And Jesus come to offer himself for people. And we, the same way, we lose ourselves for people. That's true love. Love is to lose yourself, nothing else but other person. You live not for yourself. This is the meaning of bread of life. The bread doesn't live for himself. He serves, losing himself. Part of another person. The bread becomes another person. No more bread. We too. When we say we love, you become another person. If you love your wife, so the certain sense, you become your wife. No more yourself. You leave yourself. You don't love in love. You still think in your own way. Not one with the others. You're still yourself. That's not unity. Unity means one mind, one heart. We have to learn. First, for example, we priests also. We have to learn to be one with the people. Many times it creates a lot of conflict. I'm Chinese mentality, you're Filipino mentality. And to work together is not always easy. You think the best way for me is not the best. This way I work with Father Sergio. He's Mexican. His own tradition, which is best for me, doesn't count. That is how we work. We too become one. One in the Lord. We should build this unity, not uniformity. Many things I'm different than him. I do the way he does share my way of doing. But we love one another, even we are different. We become bread, lose ourselves for another. He does the same. This is how, in a family, in the place where you work, that's the place we build up the body of Christ. Christ himself, in a certain sense, doesn't exist. He exists in you, through you, to love the world. So this is today, we celebrate. For many weeks we spoke about this, the bread of life, for so many weeks. But just one important point. Jesus invites us to be close to him. He wants to share his whole life with us. He wants us to live the spirit of Blessed Trinity. It's a relationship. The Father is never the Father if he lives for himself. The Father is always live for the Son. Jesus himself never live for himself. He always live for the will of the Father. Imagine many times he prayed and asked his special grace that whatever happened be the will of the Father. At the end of his life, still he said, Father, it's not my will, your thy will be done. That's how we live, share with this spirit of giving, losing. The more you give, the more you are. The more Jesus loves, you lose himself, the more Jesus is. We too. So we thank the Lord that we, Catholic, have the sacrament of the Blessed Sacrament. Unfortunately, many denominations of Christians, they don't believe the presence of Christ. They think it as a kind of symbol. But just know, he has changed his words. Eat my flesh, drink my blood. According to St. John, many people left. Then Jesus asked Peter, why don't you leave? Then Peter says, on behalf of the smaller group, Jesus, you have the word of life. Without you, where do we go? We too. At times, we don't know very much about the mystery of God, but we trust the word of God. Jesus says, this is my body, this is my blood. We believe and share and we live. Mission completed. So let us keep the simplicity, trust in the Lord, his love, in the Blessed Sacrament, especially today when we come up one mind, one heart with the Lord. Tell him that you want to live as he lives, the way he lives, the way he loves. Share it. You become the real bread of life for the world, for your family, for your friends.